This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
People who've lost their own friends and family to suicide have had a variety of reactions to the topic being thrust high up the news agenda this month with designer Kate Spade and chef-writer-host Anthony Bourdain. Well, here is the statistic from the Centers for Disease Control. The U.S. suicide rate is up 25% since 1999. Researchers say this is a public health crisis that needs a lot more attention and funding. Marketplace's Aaron Schrank has more.
Suicide is the 10th leading cause of death in the U.S., and it's on the rise. But we have no idea why.
We have the science of suicide that we've paid for, which is to say, not much.
That's Dr. April Foreman with the American Association of Suicidology.
The reason we don't have good answers is that we fund suicide-related research at a fraction of the other kinds of research for other causes of death.
Last year, about $100 million was spent on suicide research, according to the National Institutes of Health, compared to $690 million on breast cancer, for example, which claims fewer lives. The CDC says more than half of Americans who die by suicide have no known mental health problems. Jane Pearson oversees suicide research at the National Institute of Mental Health.
We would think there's a number of those folks who did not have a diagnosis that were missed by the healthcare system.
There's also the stigma associated with seeking treatment for issues like depression or substance abuse, says Rajiv Ramchand at the RAND Corporation.
We can't rely on mental health alone. It's around a third of people with mental health conditions actually access treatment.
Public funding for suicide research has been mostly flat in recent years. Dr. April Foreman says the issue also doesn't attract private dollars in the same way as, say, Alzheimer's or AIDS.
Historically, it's been something that people have maybe some hard time feeling sympathy for.
Foreman says not only is more research needed to figure out how to bring suicide rates down, mental health providers need to be better trained.
The research is very clear that 9 out of 10 licensed mental health providers could not pass a basic competency exam in suicide risk management and intervention.
While President Trump's proposed budget for next year would expand mental health treatment for veterans, it also slashes funding for federal mental health agencies. I'm Aaron Schrank for Marketplace.